even in those experiences, feel emotions come up and have like giant crying spells or even anger come out, because it's all of this stored emotion that's lodged in these tissues. And by loving them and paying attention to them and touching them in a beautiful healing way, we're facilitating that release and then clearing the pathway for pleasure.
Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better. One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest, where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure, and that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
Just to kind of add on to what you were saying in terms of the narrative that the clit or the clitoris is everything, the excuse that I often hear is it's only anatomically if your clitoris is very close to the vagina that you could ever experience a G-spot orgasm. But the nerve bundle, if you actually look at it like neuroanatomically, we have the nerve bundle from the pudendal nerve that goes into the, that innervates the clitoris, but that is still the same nerves that go to the G-spot and that innervate that whole area. So I love what you're saying in terms of it's possible to be able to activate those nerves in a variety of different ways. So let's talk a little bit about cervical orgasms, because you said, you know, they're energizing. There's a spiritual gateway to connect with your higher self. And I've heard you say, and I love this, that the orgasm that you experience from the clitoris is almost like a sugar high. You know, it's like you kind of get this like little quick rush and then you have a big fall afterwards. So can you say more about the importance of the cervix and its ability to have this life-changing effect that you're talking about?
So the cervix, in Taoist sexual reflexology, they map out reflexology points in the genitals, so in the vagina, on the cock. And so the heart point for women is the cervix. So that's also connected to the vagus nerve. So it's considered to be the spiritual nerve of the body. And there's an energetic pathway coming all the way up through the heart to the top of the head to the crown chakra. And so by opening into cervical pleasure and bliss, we access this higher state of awareness. We're actually propelled into another dimension via the crown chakra. And so the key, though, to this is that a woman has to be open in her heart. And so if she's having casual sex, or if she's having sex with her partner and there's unresolved issues, there's blockages, there's arguments that are sort of hanging in the space, she won't get to these places because she hasn't opened her heart. And so this can be a short-term issue, meaning there was an argument at breakfast that they never really resolved. And so that'll show up in bed at night as some kind of resistance, not fully being open, or long-term issues like decades or years worth of stuff that's just been swept under the carpet for a couple and they haven't dealt with. And so there's this, you know, not very connected, not very open, not very trusting, kind of barricaded energy between the couple in the relationship. And so they'll never get to those places until they clear that stuff up. So that energy of the cervical orgasm, it feels so much different than a clitoral orgasm. It's much more of a whole body, whole being high. Like I used to describe it, like if you've ever taken ecstasy, that's how it feels. Like you have this utter euphoria, this sort of connection, this we are all one kind of awareness of the world. Your whole body is pleasure, not just your genitals. You feel these reverberations through every cell of your body. And these, the impact of this lasts for days. And I feel like it's even a permanent impact, that you feel this sense of self-actualization. And this is how I really got passionate about this path of conscious holistic sexuality, is that I had cervical orgasms very early on in my sexual history and felt that they were self-actualization. I'd been studying the work of Maslow. And so, you know, I was really aware of these terms. And I was like, I feel like I've become more of myself. I feel like the conditioning and the stuff that we pick up that's not really us, that gets put onto us as humans, as individuals, as souls, just fell away. And I emerged as a more clear, centered, confident, self-owned version of myself.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster. And of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount. That is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
And that was, you know, what really threw me into this direction is, wow, like my own experiences, my intuition of what sex is so much different than what we're told. And with the cervix in particular, I consider this to be the epicenter of feminine energy, of feminine sexual energy. And for a lot of women, they'll stimulate the cervix and it'll feel sore or tight or, you know, sharp pain there. And that's actually a sign that there's all kinds of stored trauma or energy there. And so I'm a big proponent of de-armoring the vagina and using yoni massage and the jade egg as primary tools to do that. And I have some great free videos on yoni massage on my YouTube channel that people can check out. The yoni massage is all about going in there and manually releasing, just like you would with a massage, tight points, tension points, and then kind of allowing things to release. And people can, even in those experiences, feel emotions come up and have like giant crying spells or even anger come out, because it's all of this stored emotion that's lodged in these tissues. And by loving them and paying attention to them and touching them in a beautiful healing way, we're facilitating that release and then clearing the pathway for pleasure. And so sometimes there is, well, for most people, there is a process of unwinding and releasing any stuckness or blockages before they can access these higher states. Some people have already done a certain amount amount of work, and so they can get there faster, and other people it takes longer. These are all the sorts of things that I say ought to be normal. You know, we're in this territory time period right now where people are talking about the new normal. Well, let's question what we've accepted to be normal in the past and even in the present, and rewrite that of what the new normal ought to be. And these are things that I'm saying: cervical orgasms on tap, G-spot orgasms on tap, vaginas that can shoot ping pong balls across the room and hit the ceiling with their ejaculate, to have orgasmic births that are the most powerful, pleasurable orgasm a woman's ever had in her life. Let's let that be the new normal, right? And just to put a caveat in there, because we're in this climate of blame, shame, bullshit that I call it, where there's sort of this interpretation, oh, if you're saying that these things are possible, you're somehow shaming women for not having these experiences. And that's nothing but further from the truth. I'm only shaming the people who are telling you that you can't have these experiences because they're wrong and they're operating from ignorance and misinformation. I'm telling you that it's possible for everyone, and I'm also showing you how to do it. And so to me, those other people are actually the ones who are patronizing and shaming and limiting the potential of humans, where I'm telling you what's possible and how to get there. So it's not to be putting down anyone who hasn't had these experiences or who isn't having a certain kind of orgasm. Not at all. You know, you're just operating on information from people who didn't know any better.
And it's interesting because when we think about female sexuality, I think that there's a lot of misogyny that comes into it, right? Like we think, well, we should be able to orgasm and climax as quickly or as, you know, or in the same way that men do. And I think, you know, in the conversations that I've had with some of my girlfriends, like they'll just feel so, you know, if a man is going down on her, like she'll feel so like, oh my God, it's taking so long. Like when's it going to happen? Like that is a misogynistic thought, right? Like that we can behave just like men do and we operate differently. And I love what you're saying because I think that so many of us, men and women, we learn about sexuality, particularly female sexuality, from porn, right? Like we learn about as teenagers, we watch, you know, we are curious and like the guys and girls, and we think that that's how females should behave. So I am all for defining a new normal for female sexuality. And I love that you talk about the creativity in your hips. I call it big ovary energy. Like when you get like, that's, if you are able to, as a woman, create life, like you, that is the ultimate capacity that you have for creation. And if that's not something that you've chosen for yourself, like why the hell not? Why wouldn't we go and harness that energy to be able to create and manifest other things in our lives? So that's really beautifully said. All right, Betty's, if you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.